This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It sure is, and today we bite off the big ones. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, facing the music. How did he go? We'll bring you up to speed. There's lots to take in on this front.
There is indeed. We've also got Com Games news because it's steering towards the end of the games, Mickey. Yeah. We're on to the Athletics.
It's runner time.
It's time
to do a runner.
It's runner time.
They're hard to catch.
Usain Bolt must be in town. He's not running, but he's here to party.
That's
we'll fill you in.
We will get to the bottom of all that.
I've got some news for you, Mick, that you might have missed.
Boy.
Big news, okay. Khloe Kardashian is in labour.
What?
So stand by.
Well, I wasn't across it, but I can't wait. I'm all ears. That's coming up?
All right.
Ursula Carlson is our guest.
I can't wait. She's a very funny person.
Best stand-ups is... Well, it's not this country.
Well,
it's a number of countries
have
really
involved.
Produced. Can we get to the bottom of that when she gets in here?
We'll chat to her about that. What's your update with Mitcoin? Can we have one of those?
There is, and I'm going to put a proposal to you that you've got something I want.
I just don't even believe you.
Well, you
is
do,
that possible?
And I want it, and I think we're
going to... I'm intrigued.
We're going to come to terms. Has that idiot Parobi turned up yet? We'll have a chat to the worst mascot ever, I'm calling it.
Look, I love a koala at the best of times, but he hasn't done the breed proud,
he's blue,
has he?
He hasn't turned up.
And why is he blue, by the way?
Oh, I don't know.
Ridiculous.
Who knows what he's up to?
Hey, we're on Camilla watch, too.
Oh, good luck with that.
I think she might have trotted on the plane.
She may have gone. There's plenty going on. Well, that will take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's so much more to wade through on the Big Thursday show. I want to start, as always. Hello, David.
Good afternoon, Jane. Good afternoon,
Good
Mick.
Afternoon, Mr. Dangerous Dave.
Yes. How do you spend your morning, Jane?
Well, I drove 40 kilometres to get a milkshake.
Did you? Was it a good one?
Yeah, it'd want to be a good one, wouldn't it? It was a treat.
Hang on, 40, is it round trip 40 or...?
Oh, no, 80Ks.
Oh, man.
80K
round trip.
What are you doing?
I saw on Instagram a crazy-looking milkshake.
On a road trip for a milkshake.
Yeah. Have you heard of Macca's?
It is school holiday time.
A bit of
Uber
Eats, so I can probably get you one.
No. I know they could have, but, you know, working mum, you want to do the right thing. Mother's guilt.
Working mum, so yeah. What? The way you offset that is driving your kids 40Ks for a milkshake.
I thought it was a nice activity to do.
It's hardly like parents going down a coal mine for 12 hours a day and just happy to have some dinner on the table.
What
are you running, a sweatshop at home or something, are you? What are you doing?
I don't want judgment on my activities.
Why
that
would
I
organise you do that? I don't
children.
Get it. Well, there was because no suitable milkshake in a, I don't know, 3K radius?
I was unaware. Anyway, it was an activity. We jumped in the car. We drove.
An activity?
And, no, the boys were saying...
That's further than you drive for a holiday. Yes. You told us yesterday you drove 8Ks
That's
to take
true.
Them on a family
on a holiday for two
and
nights.
You would drive 40Ks for...
To get a milkshake. So they were that at about the 22K mark. They said, Mum, how far is this place? Anyway, we rock up. Thank God I've got the GPS on my... Because it was tricky to find. We rock in and look, milkshakes... Best milkshakes they've ever had in their lives.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Well, they're obliged to tell their nutty mum that so she doesn't go berserk.
It's one, you know what they do where they have the fairy floss and they've got all the mustiques.
The accoutrements.
All the accoutrements, but exploding out of the top.
You basically need planning permission from the council to organise your milkshake.
And I've already
it's got
made...
a flake, a whole flake,
you're
like a
bang
mast
on,
sticking out.
And you have to, as soon as you get home, which I did, is make the appointment for the dentist.
Oh, yeah,
I wanted to make sure that
was that what you were softening them up for?
Yeah,
one last hurrah, boys, but there's
exactly. What did you get up to today?
Jane, it's a bit emotional. Really?
What do you mean? Well, I'm worried.
It was a big day for me. I said goodbye to an old friend.
Oh, did you go to a funeral?
Well, no, I didn't. I went to get my 10-year passport update. And I didn't realise how overwhelmed I was going to get till I actually had to say goodbye to this little baby, this little passport, who's been with me for the last 10 years, James. We've been through some pretty tough scrapes. It's been confiscated twice, lost once, stolen by a monkey in Indonesia, and and a hooker in Mexico. It's been to Homeland Security three times, Jane. Three times with me. Nick. It was with me when I was sent home from the Winter Olympics in Canada all those years ago.
Oh,
it was
buddy.
With me on election night at the Australian Embassy when Trump was elected.
Wow.
It's been looked at cover to cover by Minister for Foreign Affairs, Julie Bishop, and laughed at. So many great moments. So hard to say goodbye. Flick through, open up at any page. Oh, the Caribbean.
Wow.
Berlin.
Jeez.
Mexico.
Oh.
Yep, all
Rio?
Was,
how do you go there?
Rio.
Or is that still?
It, that's
was
one
that
place
out?
That was confiscated.
Was it?
And
Michael.
I suppose a whole new world.
Pain. Well, it might be a great opportunity.
Turn it off, David. You
yeah, yeah,
come on.
Might be a good opportunity to.
Oh, by the way, can I tell you, to get a US visa,
yeah.
Eddie McGuire had to ring the US consulate and
put a good word in for
and
you.
Speak to the US ambassador himself to get the visa
really?
That he's currently.
But residing. Are you on some sort of list?
Yeah, why?
I'm on a couple of lists.
Well, so when
which,
I have to travel
country,
with you
pick a country.
For this show, am I going to get yeah. detained?
No, you won't.
Or am I going to have to
no,
be body searched?
You know what you
are. Because we're going separately. If
you, know
what,
you know what'll happen?
What?
You'll spend a lot of time waiting around.
Oh, for you to come through.
Yeah, just go and sit down there. He's going to be a while.
Jeez, I better strap myself
in. I can't work out why I get stopped all the time.
I know why.
Well, I do know, and this is the perfect opportunity for you to update your passport photo, Mick. Because,
how dare you?
Pardon me, but that has got to be the worst photo.
Let's just say,
honestly,
I may have had a couple
oh my
on the
God.
Day that photo.
What is that Sheikh Khalil? What's his name?
Sheikh Khalid Mohammed.
Yeah.
If you, how dare you?
I'm sorry, but just I can't tell the difference between the two. And that's after he's been detained and hit in the head by.
Do you know what happened?
This captors. Is
what happens. I go up to customs.
Yep.
They flip it open. They look to this page. They look at that. They
yep.
look up at me.
Mm-hmm.
They look back down there. They go, excuse me, sir. They go. They make a phone call. They come back and they go, come this way, sir. And that's where we will depart ways
all
for
right.
a while. But maybe the new photo.
When are you having your new photo yeah. taken?
Soon. So
okay.
there's a couple of suggestions people have already sent through. Did you? The
yeah,
Sheikh
I've got
Khalid
a suggestion.
Mohammed.
Ooh, yeah.
What?
Well, you might want to have a shave for a start.
Yeah.
There's a starter. Okay.
What are
you,
you
might
want
to have your eyes open.
I want to get some sleep in the previous 48 hours.
Your eyes open. Have a shave and your hair not so, crazy.
Travelling with your
Boofy.
Mum all of a sudden.
It is.
What are you gonna do? Take me for a milkshake, Jane?
Hey, by the way, we posted the photos on Instagram as well, so you can
have
see.
Have you found that photo of Khalil
We've got
Mohammed.
Some.
Sheikh Khalid Mohammed.
We do.
Mohammed.
We've got Pablo Escobar.
There's
Saddam Hussein as well. We've been pulled out of the hole. So yeah,
oh, that's fantastic.
Some comparisons happening on Instagram.
What about
Kennedy
Tony
Malloy.
Mockbell? Did he make
Tony
that too?
Tony Mockbell?
That's another one.
How dare you? What
I just want to add that one.
Let's get some photos going on Kennedy Malloy.
Mickey, you'll survive.
Can I plug my Instagram too, please?
Oh, yeah? What's that?
It's Mick Malloy 66. Anyone who out there wants to follow. There'll be more about my Instagram site a little later.
Okay.
Actually. Could be trouble.
Did you tell me you wanted something from me later on?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Mickcoin. Yeah. You have something I want.
Wow.
One Mickcoin, Jane.
Wow. I just can't even imagine what it could be. I can't.
It's a milkshake.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. A Kennedy Malloy Commonwealth Games update.
Yeah, Commonwealth Games
yep.
in full swing at the moment. Hey, by the way, the Front Bar Gold Coast edition on Channel 7 tonight.
That's right.
Wow.
Straight after the hockey semi-final between Australia and India.
It'll be great. Bit of a wrap-up. Everything that's been happening.
Watch the hockey and then watch
you
knuckleheads.
Good on you. watch the knuckleheads. Boot at home. The big story, of course, at the moment is eight athletes from Cameroon have done a runner.
Wow.
And it's about that time where Usain Bolt turns up and Cameroon
goes.
Who they did this? They did this in Melbourne. So the cameras were different. And you know what?
Games, was it?
Two of those who did the runner
mm-hmm.
in Melbourne in Cameroon are now competing for Australia in the weightlifting.
They're not.
Really?
I swear to
You're kidding me.
That is the truth of the matter.
So there's a master plan behind this all, is there? Maybe there's. Maybe they don't want to look too hard.
Maybe
the Australian government.
Maybe they know where they are already.
That's right. They go, hang on.
They're at the Institute of Sport training.
Right.
So, and if you know a way, if you know a way to get over Australia's xenophobic attitude towards taking people from other countries, it's be an athlete. Do you remember? It's still my favourite story.
Funny.
Is the guy who turned up on one of the boats in the full Australian one-day kit, the cricket. Cricket kit.
Right. Yeah.
He was in the canary yellow kit. He knew straight away, I'm getting off this boat. It's not going to be a warm welcome, but I know how to, smooth this over. I think he was padded up. I think he was ready to bat.
Off you go.
We're simple folk. We appreciate
they've done a
bit of Aussie
patriotism. Maybe Barobi's defecting as well. What happened to him?
You're not happy with Barobi.
He is the worst mascot ever. He's worse than Karak.
Karak the cockatoo.
Karak was a disgrace.
I barely remember Karak.
Karak was the laughing stock. It did nothing.
It was tough.
Karak.
Why
that was Karak.
I don't understand.
Barobi hasn't turned up. It's been on a massive bender.
I'd love to know who's in that. So why is Barobi blue? I keep asking this question.
He's blue. I don't know.
It's like he's got poisoning. Like he's got, you know,
been on the
eucalyptus poisoning.
Oh, eucalyptus. He's got chlamydia. We know that.
That's tough. He
probably picked that up when he got to the Gold Coast.
Well, I'm going to make a segue, not between chlamydia and my next subject.
I thought you got Camilla.
Let's have a big tunnel between these two subjects.
A big
tunnel. This is, you think that's big news, the Cameroon guys.
I would say that's as big a news
well,
as there is.
Well, it's not, Mick.
What?
It's not.
What do you got?
The Gold Coast meter maids are claiming that they're facing $750 fines for just walking around during the Comm Games.
What? That's what they do.
That is what they do. They were warned off and they've said, I mean, this is in the, they wanted to keep it all PC and nice and family. Families aren't, my kids aren't offended.
No.
I'll give you the tip by seeing a hot chick in a bikini.
You know you don't like grid girls, but there's
a difference. I do like grid girls and don't distract me. Meter Maid's owner, Roberta Atchison, claims her staff who are dressed in the classic skimpy gold bikinis, which we love.
Yeah, that's like Princess Leia.
It is. Well, they've been told not to venture into the official Commonwealth Games areas, but that includes the promenade at Surfers and Cavill Avenue.
That's their ground zero.
That is ground zero.
That's their natural habitat.
How can you grab that?
You can't do that.
That's un-Australian and I'll not have it. No. Let those meter maids have a go walking around with their hats and their
I thought I was angry about Barobi. Now I'm really. So Barobi doesn't show up, and that's fine. And the meter maids turn up, do work, and they get
fined. And
they're
told to piss off. Not on.
The meter maids should have been the mascots. They should have been leading the parade.
They totally should
they
have
should
been.
Be, they should
What's
be like.
What's wrong with this country?
I don't get it. Well, it's blown up in the Gold Coast face.
That's just, it has blown in the face. The shopkeepers are furious.
Where'd Camilla go? Now, I just want to know this, because she turned up.
She left early,
bored
I heard.
Shitless at the opening ceremony.
She did a bit with MasterChef.
Sat there leafing through a magazine.
She ate some of George Colombaris's canapes and then she pissed off.
She pissed off. She gone home. Is this true?
She's gone home.
Do you know that she's gone home?
I believe they went home separately.
Well, she won't be able to do any work when she gets here. She'll be so jet-lagged. Remember that?
I cannot get over that. So boring.
Well, I'm worried about that.
What other Comm Games? We got Barobi.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Is it?
Meter Maids.
Yeah.
Missing Cameroon athletes.
Oh, I know.
Yep.
Usain Bolt. You always love an update on what he's doing.
What's he turning
So
up
he
for?
Arrives on Wednesday
Lock
morning.
Lock up your daughters.
So he touched down yesterday morning. He spent his first night in town partying at a Surfers nightclub. Yes.
Did he?
That's what I like
well,
to hear.
That's what they need too because all the nightclubs and strip
well,
places
been waiting
have been
for him.
Going down. Mm.
Yep. He got the crowd hot to trot at Sin City. Good luck to you. You're saying thank you for helping the
Straight
economy.
Straight to Sin City.
Straight to Sin City.
He's probably holding a press conference there. Do you remember the press conference he held in Rio? We had dancing girls.
Oh,
he held a press conference with at the Copacabana or somewhere.
He's going to be responsible for getting the Gold Coast economy back on its feet post-Comm Games.
Hey, our guests tonight are Raylene Boyle.
Oh, wow. Brilliant.
This is on the front bar. Raylene Boyle.
And Russell Marks.
Russell Marks. Oh. Shoot at Russell Mark, who hopefully will be carrying a piece.
Packing heat.
Yeah, I'm going to see if we can,
pistol
whip Andy. We did a 400-metre. You remember Raylene Boyle's 400-metre run, a famous 400-metre run. We've attempted one. Do you have I think we've got a little bit of audio.
Okay.
Do we have it? No? Well, maybe later.
Yes, we do. Have a
listen.
Just about set for the front bar 400. Sean Rowe, gold medalist over the 4x400, silver over the individual of distance, and they're away. Mick Molloy's got a 200-metre head start here. The distance is a real worry. In fact, I can't see him actually making it to the finish line. Payne's got a 250-metre head start. He's speedy over the first 20 metres. And then the Marcelin Marvel. He was the mascot for their athletics team throughout his high school days. Never good enough to make the team, but he was the mascot. Rowe moving so smoothly, about to pick up Ma with 150 metres to go. Molloy moving like a glacier. Pen's gone down. Call for help. What sportsmanship this is. Shades of Landy and Clark. Molloy says, bugger that. Here comes Rowe. I'm off. Look at him move, Mick Molloy. No response, though, as Rowe goes straight past him, gives him windburn, and he will take this out. Ma has moved fantastically. He's in second, and Pang charging home. What a Lazarus he is. He gets up for third, and Molloy, it's a miracle he's made the distance.
Good Lord. Did you try and run 400 metres?
No, I had a 250.
250. But that's start. One of the hardest races, isn't it?
Tell me about it.
Did you recreate the Landy Clark moment? You tried to.
Well, I went to.
Yeah.
And then I saw the opposition coming.
Yep. Went.
Chip.
God.
You have to see it.
I remember that.
Pang's not happy.
Don't you do that to me.
Anyway.
All right.
This is Kennedy Molloy. Your new way to drive home.
So a Carlson to join us in the next half hour on the show as well.
Cannot wait. Very huge. Funny. Always enjoyed her on Have You Been Paying Attention.
She's hilarious.
Well. She's one of your
She really makes
great
me laugh. That
go-to
woman.
Guests. When's that back, by the way?
That is back May.
Am I expecting a call any time?
Probably.
In the bad books again, am I?
I don't know. I'm just always just called up randomly to go on it.
You're close to the levers of power.
I have no power in that show at all. Don't look at me like that. But if you...
I'd like to be on early.
If you're rude to me...
I'd like to be in one of the first couple of weeks.
You better play your cards right.
Jesus, threatening. How threatening is that?
I am threatening you, but
you're
it's
out of control.
Well, not I'm not out of control. Zuckerberg is out of control.
This man
is fascinating, isn't it?
He's the most powerful man in the world.
Can you believe this guy sitting in his dad's suit?
His dad's suit on a cushion.
On a cushion.
And he had to give evidence to, what are we calling this, to Congress?
Senate hearing.
Yep.
And he had to sit on a cushion. It's like bringing in a booster seat.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, Zuckerberg's coming, bring in the booster chair.
Put him on, lash him in.
Here's a little bottle. Mate, I can't get over this. You're looking at the machinery of the biggest economy in the world.
Yes.
With all their guns trained on a nerd who wanted a root.
30 seconds.
And that's what it's about. All we're dealing with here. That's what all this is about. A nerd trying to get a root. And in the meantime, he's colluded with governments. Mm. He's rigged elections. He's sitting there saying, I can't guarantee it won't happen again.
I must say, I really like this process. I like the process of the Senate hearing. I like people sort of, and you can't lie. I mean, you're under oath.
Yeah, sure. The comics are having a field day with it. Have you seen? Can we
I love
save us the trouble?
US, yeah.
Why don't we go through a few of the late night comedians in the US and just a quick cross section of the type of material they've been up to.
Seth Meyers.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg testified before a joint Senate Commerce and Judiciary Committee today in front of a bunch of people whose password is definitely password.
Jimmy Kimmel.
He defended himself well. He said, listen, I didn't do this. It was the Winklevoss twins that invented this stupid thing. A lot of people are leaving Facebook to protest this breach of privacy using the hashtag delete Facebook. If you delete Facebook, you're going to have to talk to your mother on the phone to tell her what's going on. So think about that.
Stephen Colbert.
We've learned over the last few days that you're not the customer. Your life is their product, and Facebook is the pimp. So a lot of people have decided to delete Facebook right after checking to see if their ex's new boyfriend has a six-pack. He does. And they're kite surfing in Turks and Caicos.
Trevor Noah.
If they try and grill Zuckerberg, he can just be like, sure, let's talk about transparency. Every few days, Congressman, you click on your daughter's best friend's bikini photos. Any more questions? This guy started out by basically making a hot or not website for his college, and now America is counting on him to protect the integrity of its elections. That's an insane world to be in. It's like if an asteroid was headed towards the Earth, and then for some reason we turned to the guy who invented Tinder. We're just like, Tinder guy, we need you to save us! And he's like, has anyone tried swiping left? It's my only move!
Very good.
Well, we've also got a bit of a clip from the actual Senate hearing when one of the senators asked Zuckerberg this question.
Would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
No.
If you messaged anybody this week, would you share with us the names of the people you've messaged?
Senator, no, I would probably not choose to do that publicly here.
I think that might be what this is all about.
Wow.
Wow. So discovered through this, he's had to admit that if you have deleted Facebook.
This is a big one, I reckon. And this is the one that has a lot of people really outraged
really
around the world right
now. If you've
now.
Deleted Facebook, messages that have you've sent or photos, everything still exists.
Yeah.
So you cannot, in fact, delete.
Well, no, you can. Anything. You can be deleted, but they can still track you.
They
now.
They can still track
once
you.
You've been on. You're forever on.
And it's the same for messages as well.
I told you, I was on Facebook for about 3 months.
I think that was to join Tinder, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. I don't think Tinder was around then. I think it predates Tinder.
Wow. Okay.
For about 3 months, didn't like it, got off. Yep. But apparently that's enough to know that they can still track me, given that I had a Facebook account at some stage.
Horrifying.
Down the line.
Well, look, you can actually check, according to Facebook, it says you can check whether your data was shared with Cambridge Analytical. Because we don't know how many Australians was, but who cares? You know, it's like millions of people.
Yeah.
I know that you go on to help. Mm. If you go into settings, you go into help. And they actually now, if you type in Cambridge Analytica, it'll take you to this other place. I mean, it's going to take you about 5 hours.
I wouldn't type it in now.
They're not going to make it easy for you, are they?
Oh, no.
They don't want people to know exactly who's, because they'll do it. They'll take a class action, I suspect.
They spend a lot of time on that too, on these, if you agree to these terms.
Mm. Oh,
and they spend
you
know what it is, it's 5 pages
of
and
course.
You just go, I don't
you
care, give me the app, bang. So they're actually, trying to get him to agree to make a bit of term. Here's one I found out today, because I travelled to US on a visa, I have to get my visa updated every 5 years as well. And apparently this time, because of the Trump changes, that one of the new things, I haven't heard this confirmed, but I believe it to be true, that you have to then give them all your social media tags as well.
No kidding.
So as well as having access to all the information they already have, I have to give up all my handles for Instagram.
So is this to look at anything that's...
I don't know. What are they going to do? Go through my Instagram and see what? Me with the chamber pot. Hang on. I'm not sure
about
this.
That's as hard as it gets,
Me modelling in my underpants?
Then I'm in trouble too.
What have you done?
I've got the same photos on my Instagram with a chamber pot and you in your underpants. I'll be in heaps of trouble.
Oh, well, there you go. So, plenty to think about there.
Well, 1-3-3-5-3. You happy to take calls?
Let's take some calls.
You'd ask Mark Zuckerberg if you had the chance. What did you?
What would you say? What's the one question you want to know?
You've got your own Senate hearing right now.
Well, some people have got. We've already had a few suggestions. Someone said, "Get some sun." That's the first question.
Get some sun.
It's a bit tough. Can I have $1 million? So this is going to be going to be compensation. Do you feel guilty?
You get to cross-examine Mark Zuckerberg.
Can you ban those damn bloody things that come up and going? If your name's on this list, you can have a beer with old mate.
Well, see, that's the advertising thing. You know, they're saying now you've got to pay not to have that.
All right, give us a call.
1-3-3-5-3 is the number.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We are talking about Mark Zuckerberg and his hilarious testimony. It's just going to be some kind of comedy festival. There's laughs all around. He's under the spot. There's a lot of people who don't know much about Facebook asking a lot of questions.
Well, he says Facebook hasn't taken a broad enough view of its responsibility. He says his company is attempting to change and Facebook shares make biggest daily gain in 2 years at the moment.
Really?
So through all this, it's making a gain.
It's making a gain. What is wrong with people?
I know.
Hey, there was also on Jimmy Kimmel last night, there was he did a very funny thing where he cut and paste, he cut in his own senators asking questions, and it took a while watching it. And indeed, listening to it to realise it was
they're actors.
He'd stitched it together. So have a listen.
Have we got it? Good.
Thank you for having me here today, and I'm ready to take your questions.
Mr. Zuckerberg, I want to thank you for testifying here today. Before we get into the privacy issues, if someone pokes me, is that a sex thing?
That, I agree, I think is clearly bad activity that we want to get down. And we're generally proud of how well we do at that.
Mr. Zuckerberg, I just want a straight yes or no. Can anyone see those pictures I sent to my intern?
No, Senator. Actually, the first line of our terms of service say that you control and own the information and content that you put on Facebook.
Thank God.
Mr. Zuckerberg, let's skip the pleasantries and get to the question that most of my constituents would like answered. Is it mad basic to post a selfie of your feet while on vacation?
No.
Well, thank you for your candor.
There you go. That's a little great snapshot of what he's up to. We're posing the question to our listeners right now all around Australia. If you could ask Mark Zuckerberg one question at this hearing, what would it be? Michael, what's the question you'd like to ask?
All right. Considering his net worth of over $25 billion.
Fine.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sure with the however many people were, what do they call it?
Hacked.
Yeah. Hacked. Mate, he could give us all the $1 million easily.
So you're suggesting he should look at compensation for what? I think there's 74 million people who's...
74 million? You do the math on that because I'm not the brainiest person, but that's only 7 billion or something.
Well, we like your ideas, Michael, yeah. And I think there's a bit of groundswell for that. And as I was sort of been reading, there's potential class actions.
Is there?
Yes, there totally
is. Oh,
wow. Yeah, can you imagine? That's going to be the biggest class action in history.
That is fantastic.
Thank you, Michael.
Stuff. Let's go down to Luke next, if we could. Luke, yeah. Are you there, mate? What's your question to Mark Zuckerberg?
Level 6, yep.
Yes, you're in the lift, aren't you, Luke?
Lift. How much?
No, looking over the balcony.
Good on you, mate. Luke, what's your question to Mark Zuckerberg?
How much do you want for Facebook?
Oh, you reckon he might be in a position
he
wants to get out?
Get out.
What's your call on
he's
that?
He's made a bit of more than Mitcoin, but he's made a bit.
I was going to say, Luke, three Mitcoin.
For Facebook.
For Facebook.
You know, if he sells, he's probably going to be up there again. So instead of going down on the graph, go up on the graph.
Why wouldn't you? If you're worth $64 billion, I know I speak for every Triple M listener out there when I say cut your losses, keep a bill, buy a boat,
<That's right.
laughs> have a few drinks, you idiots. Hey, let's go to Big Dan. Big Dan, what's the question you would like to ask of Mark Zuckerberg?
I'm a little bit more concerned for you, Mickey. What are you going to do now if he gets a hold of your Mickey Leaks?
He better keep his hands off Mickey Leaks.
Oh, hang on. That's red hot.
Yeah, my Mickey Leaks. It's a lot like WikiLeaks, but it's... We broke some big stories. Have we got my opener there?
Yeah, sure.
Just so for those who haven't heard.
While other so-called journalists are relying on social networking, mobile phones, and computers to do their job, one man is out on the street, relying only on intuition and a nose for news. That man is Mick Molloy. And this is Mickey Leaks.
That sounds really like the real deal.
We broke some big stories. You broke a big one on Mickey Leaks. What was yours? The barbecue shapes had...
I did.
Had
changed
the original recipe.
Yes, and so they didn't taste the same, and they didn't have they were a different crispiness and a different topping.
Yeah.
And I just stuck it up them, and I just drilled it home. And guess what? They reverted back.
There was
to
change,
original.
Changed in the offing. This is Thank what you, Mickey Mike. Leaks does. Mm. It mucks around down the shallow end. It gets its hands on information that some mightn't think is that good. For example, which we busted Big M. Remember. For going back from the original recipe, and we went, no.
No, we don't. We don't like changes like that.
That's the way we roll, Mickey Leaks.
Maybe
we'll be back up and about. Maybe it's time to fire up Mickey Leaks.
I feel like your investigative nose is ready to have
Something's
a
sniff. Going on.
I wouldn't mind being holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy and getting booty calls from Pamela Anderson. Can we get some of that Mickey Leak action?
Jeez.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Here's Jane with the news that Mick might have missed.
The news Mick missed.
Mickey.
Like what are you talking about?
You might have missed the most dramatic rose ceremony ever seen in paradise.
Yep, I think you might be right.
You've been
right
watching
on
Bachelor in Paradise every night?
Oh,
really?
No, slipped through the cracks that way. What have I missed so far?
I've been taking one for the...
A few nutbags, going the blob.
There's lots of that going on. Do they send in the Americans? And this is really interesting to me because the American they're all the losers who didn't make
coming over here taking our taking reality your show
women.
Chicks.
Yes, taking your women. And what? There's like a hot fireman and a few douchebags, really.
There's a Canadian model, whatever he
yeah,
was.
Yeah, there's a model. And the,
coming over here, what do they do? Just drop them in. How do they arrive?
Drop them in.
By boat.
And they walk through the door and all the girls are gone gaga.
Nothing like that. They did that in the Second World War.
They did too.
You remember that?
Yeah, they called them the cheer-up huts.
The cheer-up huts.
That's what they were called.
They said, the only problem is they're oversexed, overpaid and over here.
That was the saying.
That was the complaint.
Well, this is exactly
so
what was going on.
So all our boys are over there doing the heavy lifting and they're all swooping on our...
Well, there are a lot of
home.
Men in paradise, as they call it. They just say, here in paradise.
That's a bad day in paradise.
We're not happy with all the Americans. But that's not the big news. The big news was that there's a bloke called Michael who, look, I'll come out and say it. He's had work on his face.
Jeez.
He's really pretty and he doesn't.
Is he Australian or American?
He's Australian. And he did
What's
something
he had done?
Really
What's
bad.
What's he had done?
Well,
had
when
the conquery
he can't, he can't frown. You know, see how I can frown.
Yeah, Botox.
Yeah. Very.
Look, he looks pretty Botox to me, and he wears like
he's a sunburn.
No, that's the other one. That's Jared. He's sunburned all the
Jared,
time.
Jared, he's had some work done. Look at his eye ducts.
Well, last night, what happens is in this show,
yes,
you've got to, there's like an uneven number of girls and guys, and that's how you get rid of one green bottle, right?
I think I've been to this island.
So there was a bloke called Luke, and he loves Lisa, right? And he was like, they were a couple.
Sure.
And the bloke, I think they might, well, I don't know if there's going on. This show, there's heaps of pashing though.
Okay.
So Luke was supposed to give a rose to Lisa, but Michael gets up there first.
Is the yank.
No, the yank, forget the yank. This is Michael, Botox one. Just stick with me. And
he just nipped in first.
Yeah, and listen what happens.
The last couple of rose ceremonies, I've given roses to girls that I've had sort of a connection with. I sold out. What do I mean? For that reason, Lisa, will you accept this rose?
I will.
Whatever bro code there was, not only has it been stopped, it's been absolutely decimated.
Far out, Michael throwing a spanner in the works. Was not expecting that.
Oh,
the
dog, mate. Oh, the dog, my mate.
Oh my God, this is intense.
Whoa. This is the same music from War of the Worlds when people from another planet invaded Australia.
He said, I'm a dog, mate. I'm effing dogged. I've effing dogged my mate. And then he goes the blub. Honestly.
He goes the blub, but he's still going on a date.
Yeah, with his.
He's worse than the Americans.
He is worse than the Americans.
And
he's going to cop it next
year. What do the Americans have to say about that?
They're all in shock. Some of them are
gone
anyway.
Who else is coming? Are they going to pipe in the Chinese or? Who's coming?
No, the Chinese Cubans? Don't have paradise in China. They've got a US.
They're building a few. they get their hands on Vanuatu, they'll be able to run their own show. Quicksticks.
So that's what, literally watching all these people sit around talk is like watching teenagers on a school camp.
Wow.
It's really nuts.
But you follow it on Twitter at the same time and it's
you
hilarious.
You do, it's funny. Okay, now.
Right, yeah.
Are you aware of where do you think currently Khloe Kardashian is?
She will be on a runway for Victoria's Secret
in a million years. She's probably not eligible to be a Victoria's Secret model. Just saying.
Well, just lost interest in this story. No, she is.
No, she's not. No.
She's on a big butt.
Yeah, they've all got Chloe? Big butts. Chloe's the tall one.
She have the sex change. Right.
Oh, that's
Chloe. Which one's Chloe?
Chloe is the tall sister. Who's the not? I like her the best.
She's the nice one.
She's the nice one, and she'd been searching. She was with Lamar Odom.
Oh, jeez!
And that didn't work out well.
She's been through the ringer.
She's been through the ringer.
Imagine having to pick up your husband from a whorehouse.
Okay, so now
your husband's been here 7 days. He's nearly dead. Can you come and get him? By the way, we've got
he's riddled with drugs.
We've got 12 exhausted hookers here. You need a breather. Come and get your husband.
That's pretty bad, right? So she finally found true love.
It's amazing how I was across Lamar Odom.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
That was a bit of a Lamar Odom. Oh, yeah, I'm well aware of his antics.
So she then started going out with another NBA star, Tristan Thompson.
So she learned a lesson.
She's not. She's currently in labour, Mick. She's having her first baby.
Yep.
He has been seen out and about getting it on with other chicks. And, in fact, another girl has come out today and say she is pregnant.
Wow. Yeah.
It is the most outrageous thing. All this is flying around and Chloe has gone to labour.
That's fantastic. Do you know what? If you've been out with Lamar Odom, this is still good.
Can you believe that woman's luck?
This is still a positive.
She's got to stop going out with basketballers.
All right.
Okay.
We'll have to come back. We'll go to a song and come back and finish
sure,
this segment.
Sure, why not? It.
But I need a breather.
Yeah, you do.
I just need...
Because stand by, we can go to a song.
Give me something to think about.
I'll just say Taylor Swift.
Ah, this is my strong suit.
All right. I
got this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Here's Jane with the news that Mick might have missed.
The news Mick missed.
I just wanted to say my theory because I was saying it off air about
Lamar Odom, by the way.
Yeah, I know that you know Lamar Odom, sadly. That I have a theory about this whole Khloe Kardashian disaster.
Which is she's in labour and...
She's in labour about to have her first baby. She has a lot of fans. Everybody wants to wish her well. She's been trying to have a baby for so long and it's so exciting for her. Now, I'm blaming Dr. Evil, her mother, Kris Jenner. Now, I'm just going to put this theory on the table that the nightclub incident that has got Tristan, her boyfriend, pashing two women, was filmed in October last year and it's been released today, day of her birth. Smell a rat. Because she was the one that released the footage of her daughter's first sex tape, which is Kim Kardashian. Her mother put that out.
I got sent that. I was at Channel 9 at the time and it came from her agency. It wasn't like a bootleg copy. It was sent, it was wrapped in a box. It was packaged up in a box and there was 100 copies with a note from an
agent.
That
is very
sick. Hi, introducing Kim Kardashian. This is a sex tape. Jeez. This is who she is. I still haven't watched it.
In the wrapper?
Part of me says
Okay, now just quickly. Taylor Swift. A Connecticut man has been charged after he allegedly robbed a bank and he went to Taylor's home in Rhode Island, one of her 50,000 homes, I presume, and he chucked the cash over the fence as a sign of his love for her.
She could probably use that too. How much was it?
$1,600.
She needs that, I reckon.
That is what one of her lipsticks would cost.
Wow.
I'm saying she's not going to be impressed by $16. Now, guess what happens to this dude?
He's going to go to jail.
He's held on a bond totaling $100,000.
She'll pay it.
She should pay it.
Hey,
it's her fault.
What have you done for a girl? What have you done for your partner? This would be a good one. Socials, give us a call.
Right.
Really? Yeah, gone to an extreme
what
and
have
done
you
something.
Done?
Kennedy Malloy, get us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
I can think of a couple of things.
Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yep, you got that right. Coming up very soon, one of the funniest women in this country. Well, we keep saying this country, we haven't produced it.
No, because we might have added South Africa and New Zealand.
I'm confused. Tell us exactly.
She will.
Who has ownership rights to her comedic talent?
Mick, what's happening with Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is going to be up and running. We're going to have a go at that in just a minute. Trust me. There's some big offers. I've got one for you.
I'm fascinated.
Well, you should be. I think we can do business.
I will keep you in up to date too, whether Khloe Kardashian has her baby while we're on air. I've got a feeling.
Hot towels.
All right, we've got that. Yeah. My passport photo has gone berserk on Instagram.
Sure has.
People have got suggestions all over the place.
They have.
We'll get to the bottom of that as well. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. All that, much, much more. I want to get onto the passport photo straight away if I could, though. This is we put this on my Instagram.
Yes.
Which is Mick Malloy 66.
Yep.
And it's going. All right. There's a few suggestions because basically.
It's not your best day, I'll give you.
Well, I had a passport for 10 years and the day's come and I finally get the chance to replace my passport photo, which everyone says looks a lot like Sheikh Khalid Mohammed.
Yes.
And that's
after
not,
he'd
that's,
been released from being held
that's
hostage.
That's not a good thing to look like when you're trying to clear customs at any airport around the world.
And you've told that you've told us that you sort of often someone looks at your passport when you're going through security.
Homeland Security three times. I'm telling you
what
right now.
What do they do when you're in there? What do they say?
I can't tell you. But
really? Have they roughed you up?
Yeah. Look, I've been there for about 3.5 hours.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. As I said, when we travel to the US, let's go on separate flights.
I'll lag you in it.
I
call you a mule. She's muling at the moment.
Don't you do that. Don't. Oh, honestly, that's not funny. If I don't want a cavity search, I do not want one. Yeah. Hey, some people have got some very funny suggestions of who else you look like.
Oh, okay. Here we go. But there's a few on the Instagram already, which I quite like.
There are. Yeah. And this is
all right, who you got?
Hungry Hanlon says, a dead ringer for Pablo Escobar or Saddam.
Saddam. Well, I famously played Saddam in Cracker Jack.
Yeah.
You did.
I went to a fancy dress party dressed as Cracker Jack and I did a promotion here for Triple M.
Mm.
Do you remember them when they remember the pack of cards? And he was the ace of spades.
Yes, I do.
And he was on it. I did a big billboard with me looking as in that pose. As
it is a bit uncanny.
Saying we got him.
You should have just, Clint Ma says, you should have just borrowed Richard Clapton's passport. I must say.
Yes.
It's pretty close. Crusty.
Semi Romeron. You look like a hat full of bums, mate.
Oh, gee. I've never heard that.
That's terrible.
Urban Giraffe on Instagram says, have you dressed up like a gangster pimp, Mick, and Chappelle Corby leisurely lazing over you?
Okay, that's uncanny. I just had that, I had that dream last night. Crusty, 1673, where is Ron Jeremy when you need
him? Well, I was going to ask that same question.
Human hedgehog.
There's a lot of Colombian drug lord inferences here.
All right. Well, that's not good either when it comes to your photo. Now, let's get to a Mick coin.
Everyone wants a Mick coin.
Mick coin. So far, I have received a dinner for four cooked by Jane and Manu, a night at the strippers, a mint condition Warney doll, a latest release twist face tailor-made driver as used by Tiger Woods, a mankini tribute by a guy in the CBD, 10 hot laps in a V8 supercar, an extra RDO from the boss, a tattoo of me on a guy's car, and a standing arrangement from Andrew Denton to perform open heart surgery on me, if and when required. That's when.
Mick coin. What are you willing to trade for it?
Forget your cryptocurrencies. Mick coin is the only one people want to deal in at the moment. It's very volatile on the market. It's oscillating. There's a lot going on. One Mick coin can buy you quite a lot. I'm prepared to offer you something, Jane.
What is that? You said that I've got something.
I want to offer you a McCoin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want you a Triple M bomber jacket.
No deal.
Deal.
No deal.
Did she say deal?
I said no deal. No flipping way.
Hang on. You're demeaning the value of the McCoin here.
Oh, no,
I'm not. You're required to go with this.
No, I'm not required to do anything. I'm not one of your puppets.
So this bomber jacket was from like the 80s or the 90s, wasn't it, with the leather sleeves?
It's a very good one. I've noticed you haven't been using it lately.
Dr.
Because
Dan.
It's been
do you know what
summer
you do? You know
and
what you
I'm
do?
Looking forward to wearing it in winter.
You pull
winter.
It out for show and you bring it out when there's a photo taken, but you don't use it. You actually...
You are evil and you take your beady little eyes off my bomber jacket that
sits on my
chair. You
want to see a photo of
me
wearing it around the office when you're not here?
Don't you do that. Don't you put it on.
Do you want to see it?
No, you haven't put it on, have you? I'll kill you.
I've worn it out.
Oh, you have not.
You know, we talk the stories about those guys who take your cars out when you put them in? I've been wearing your bomber jacket around town.
Oh, like a service guy?
Yes, I have. One Mick coin.
You are going to make me cry.
One Mick coin for your...
Absolutely.
You need to think about this.
No, I'm not thinking about it. No deal.
Is that a yes?
Couldn't make it clearer.
It's a yes.
It's not a yes.
Lock it in.
No
that
way.
It is done.
It is not happening.
I like it.
No.
Plenty more offers coming down the pike. Simon's on the line. Hello, Simon. Do you have an offer for a Bitcoin?
I sure do. How you going, guys?
Good. Right. And again, more eclectic is better because we're again eventually going to put together a exhibition of everything that Bitcoin has purchased. Hopefully it's going to be curated by Mona. I haven't spoken to them
yet. We're thinking of calling David Walsh and
David
seeing
Walsh.
If he'd like to launch it.
Needs to get on board here.
Yeah,
Mona
well, I
needs
think he's
to
up for something
take
like
a hand
this.
And be here when they see this great eclectic exhibition of what people are prepared
Precisely.
To pay for a Bitcoin. What are you thinking, Simon?
Well, I've got something that I picked up many years ago up at Service Paradise. I'm not sure if the shop's still around. It was called Condom Kingdom.
It's there.
I remember it.
It's
still there.
Yeah, near the juice shop.
Oh, I've got a stop shop, bit of a juice, a few dingers.
Yeah.
you could get everything there, and I've got a parrot, a toy parrot hanging up in my garage that screams profanities.
I know those.
It's motion activated. I'd love to play it to you, but I don't think it'd be allowed on the airwaves.
So if you walk past it, it just unloads on you, doesn't it?
Yes.
It sure does. It said, I'd love to play it for you, but I might have to
talk
to you.
They are awesome,
no,
Simon.
Stay on the line, Simon. We'll get our people to record it
and
we'll beep it.
Yep.
But we'll get the parrot. But you know what? Sold.
Oh.
That's a big coin.
Beautiful.
How good's that going to look in my gallery as people walk past these dignitaries?
Sure. And they'll just abuse them.
Imagine on opening night when everyone's in their dinner suits.
This is abusing people go, everyone. Dinner suits? Yeah. Are you saying this is a black tie affair?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my.
No, not only is it going to be black tie, it's going to be like those Eyewise Shut party. It's like a masquerade ball.
No.
Yes. Wearing masks.
Masks?
Yeah. Everyone has to throw their keys in my chamber pot.
I'm not going.
You will be there.
Oh,
you'll be there. I'll be wearing your bomber jacket. Robert, what have you got for us? Robert, what are you prepared to offer for a Mick coin?
Yeah, g'day. I've got James Rain and Australian Crawl's entire back catalogue on vinyl.
Robert.
Very rare records that have taken me a couple of years to take hold of.
Well, surely you're not prepared to offer a Mick coin. Well, maybe you could loan. Maybe you could loan them.
I'm a peninsula boy. I think I can.
You want to get rid of it?
Yep. Okay.
I'd like a Mick coin, yeah.
But Mick coin, sold. All right.
Done. Yep.
But he might give it back. You might just have it on loan.
No.
And what we'll do, we'll see how we go.
Precious.
I've had a look at this online.
Yeah.
It is an incredible collection of vinyl.
I'm jealous.
And what we might do at the exhibition,
have
James Rain playing guitar live next to it. Write this down, everyone.
Yeah, I'm huge.
You are just out of control.
This is going to be huge.
Wearing your bomber jacket. Let's go down a couple. Let's go to Mark, shall we? Let's see what Mark's up to. Mark,
Hey, Mickey, how you going?
I'm good, mate. Anything you're prepared to offer for a Mick coin?
Well, look, it's not very tangible, but it's something you need a lot of. It's going to give you a year's worth of tech support.
Oh, Mark. Oh, my God.
What's that?
You know, like Toddy you bring down from...
No, see, he doesn't even know what tech...
Oh, so I don't have to fly my guy down from...
Yeah.
From the
Mark, do you know what you're getting yourself into? Because this is a man who thought that his phone was out of charge and he just hadn't turned it on.
Well, look, I used to just tech support for my grandmother, and so that was a warm-up. I can handle her. I reckon I can then go the next step up to Mickey.
A year of tech support. In what modes?
Well, tech means man.
So what does that mean?
TVs, AV, computers.
You name it, Mick, I'll fix it for you.
Is it 24 hours?
Oh, man.
Sure, 24 hours, I'll do it for you.
Hey, Mick coin. That's a
Mick coin.
I like where all this is going, Mark.
You might regret that, Mark.
You might want to come in here right now. Because
I can't post pictures.
I can't post a picture of myself. Great.
Let's go to Nicole.
Let's go to Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
How are you doing?
Nicole, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you have that I might want for a Mick coin?
Well, should you ever have the need, I have some breast milk here I can offer you, freshly pumped.
Breast milk.
I prefer cellar door myself, but this will look great in the exhibition.
I just want to know: are you being held against your will at this time? Is that your safe word? It might be.
So, Nicole,
what are you doing?
I can put in a bra.
A big D double.
No, it's going to be like a
champagne bucket.
Like a champagne bucket and ice and like a bottle of your breast milk.
Absolutely.
And can I have a picture of your boobs to put
Nicole,
up behind
Nicole,
it?
Just he doesn't
it.
Mean that.
Where it came from.
He doesn't mean that.
Do.
No,
nice
you don't mean that.
Paddock to plate, Jane. It's
no,
like you
don't.
Know.
Paddock to plate.
you have to understand how... The journey,
I'm
the
so exhausted. Nicole, right, thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll do this again. We've still got another whole break of people. We're getting rid of some Bitcoin here.
Yeah.
This is great stuff.
All right.
Keep your suggestions coming through. If you're on Facebook, look, hit us up at Kennedy Malloy. If you've got something to share or trade for Bitcoin.
Yeah.
More after this. Kennedy
Malloy. Unbelievable. Yeah, I can't believe it. That's fantastic. Thanks, Jane.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're talking Mickcoin right now. 133353. What are you prepared to share, trade for a Mickcoin?
There's been brisk trading today. I think there's about five Mickcoins have gone out the door for some fairly eclectic
items. Eclectic mix and things that have been very dear to people that they're willing to
including your bomber jacket, which
that
is
not I swear, if you touch that, I don't even want your hands on it.
Well, you might want to dust them for prints.
Oh, God.
Might need a dry clean.
You don't know what mastermind plan I'm plotting in my
head.
Don't
you worry about that.
I'm going to get...
Let's see what people have got to offer. Jen, what are you offering for one Mickcoin?
Hi, Mick. I know you were really excited about that James Rain back catalogue, but I think I've got one that...
What do you got?
...will really excite you. It's Disco Fever on vinyl from 1978.
Yeah.
Which is featuring Irwin the Disco Duck and the Wibble Wobble Singers.
Okay. Now, I am interested. Is this Disco Duck, is this the Disco Duck I'm thinking of?
That sounds like it could be it. Is that it, Jen?
That's the one.
Okay.
Disco Duck.
You've got the vinyl.
That.
Do you have the original artwork from the album?
I've sent it on Twitter, but I'll send it again.
Oh, hang on.
Thanks.
Nick's giving you a Mickcoin.
You know why? Because at the exhibition, this is going to be great because we'll have that record cover and then we'll have the headphones and so you can actually come in turn, put on the headphones and listen to a track.
Honestly, you are Triple M's own David Walsh from my
moment. I might get Molly Meldrum to sit there and with the album cover.
All right.
See if he's...
Yeah. He might be up for that.
Well, we could embalm him.
I don't know if he'd enjoy that.
Okay, John's on the line. John, one Bitcoin four.
Well, I'm not sure I want one. I think I want two, Mick.
Where are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Frankston, right outside the Pier Hotel.
My old alma mater.
Oh, yes. Were you, yeah.
What do you got?
I got they were going to throw it out. Mm. I collected a Chesterfield. Single seater.
Yeah.
20 years old.
Yeah. So it's a couch or?
You probably sat in it.
Yeah, like, I probably have.
It's a chair.
Probably had sex in it.
I beg your pardon.
The hotel, it was a simpler time.
What is wrong with you? And why would you want it now in your house?
John.
I don't have enough room in the house.
Can you prove it was for, how can you prove it from the?
Well, you can call them. You can call Pier Hotel.
I've still got the number. I used to work there.
Talk to them.
John, but I believe you. Sold.
They know.
Sold. Yes, you can have a piece. Yes.
Sold.
Bing. Go, Dave.
David.
Yes.
Dave, what do I do?
You
are in trouble. You're in major trouble.
That's what you need in your house.
I'll sue you for a Mickcoin.
You need a Chesterfield single-seater chair that a few people have probably had sex in.
They never even threw the carpet out. That carpet walked out itself. I'm not
nice addition to your house.
On inspection. Sean, what have you got? One Mickcoin.
G'day, Mick. G'day, Mick. Jane.
Hi, Sean.
You're having an exhibition, so I think you need a sculpture. So I'm a sculptor, so I'm willing to trade one of my sculptures.
Life size?
You'll need a lot of plaster of Paris,
Shut up,
Sean.
Jane.
No, it's already made.
We're negotiating.
It's out of steel, and it's actually for you, Mick. It's called the Demise of Romper Room, which is it's got a mirror and an iPhone in the middle of it.
Can I just ask, has it got a big wang?
That's
what they do with sculptures. You've seen David. He looks tiny.
No,
Sean did not say...
Imagine being echoing throughout the history as a tiny
wang. He did not say you wouldn't be naked. That's your fantasy.
So am I sitting for this or what's happening?
No, it's already made.
What, don't you listen.
Is it me?
Yes.
It's abstract.
Conveniently.
And what's it is? Right. Describe it to me.
It's called the Demise of Romper Room. And so it's four mirrors, shaped mirrors, out of steel. Mm. And then they've got iPhone, the image of an iPhone and all of them to say that... you don't need for Romper Room anymore because everybody takes selfies.
I need you send that to me. I need to get visual of it. So
stay on.
Spend
around. Help produce.
We just become a committee.
Oh. Sorry.
We've got time for one more.
Am I involved in this show in any way anymore?
We've got time for one more. Craig, what have you got for me, mate?
Nick, I have a Triple M bomber jacket.
Oh, hello.
With white leather arms. Oh. I'm happy to loan you, my friend.
Oh, sounds a bit girly.
Alone.
It's a good one. White with blue, it's perfect.
How long?
How old is it?
How long can I have it for?
It's only a loan.
Oh, well, it's just a loaner.
Yeah, but how long?
I want it back. It's worth a bit.
Well, how long? How long can I have it, mate?
A couple of months. How long do you need it for?
Yes. So what are we going to look
like?
I'll
have two.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum, will we? And
I'll be able to turn up on different nights.
I'll be able to borrow one too.
Yes. Great hope. All right, done.
This is a dumb game.
When we come back.
Ursula Carlson. He's going to join us. Hey, by the way, if you want to share something with Mick Coyne, you've got something to trade, always happy to take it on the socials as well. Facebook, at Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Here's everything you need to know about Ursula Carlson.
I am South African, but I do live in New Zealand.
She's married.
I just found out this week that my wife's a lesbian.
She's got kids.
I've got two kids at home under the age of three. It's great to be here tonight.
And there was no way she was going to the park with a dog named Biscuit.
Biscuit! Biscuit! People don't know I'm there with a dog. Now I'm just a big bitch in the park going, Biscuit! Biscuit!
Please welcome Ursula Carlson.
You get us having a laugh on a Thursday afternoon.
Thanks for swinging by.
Thank you,
Ursula.
Thanks for having me, guys. That Biscuit joke, I have handicapped myself with that joke because I walk in the street, people hang out of their cars and go, Biscuit!
Well, it is. Well, that's pretty bloody awesome name. You said that you're happy to be basically out of the house. You've got two kids and they're very little.
Yeah, they're 4 and 1 now.
They travel with you when you're on the road?
Everywhere.
How does
that go? Last year we took them around the world. Let's just say people look at me and they go, look, you don't look bad for mid-40s. I'm 23. No, it's exhausting. Anyone that thinks it's a dream to travel with your kids,
But how do you share the load? So does your wife work in comedy as well? Or what does
she
do?
No, she's a full-time mum. Yeah. Which is, triple the work that I'm prepared to put in. So she's great. And she takes the bulk of the load with the kids and then... So I just sort of the fun parent.
Yeah,
I'm the one that wrestles them in the park and gets them riled up and gives them lollies before I leave the house.
There's so much crap that you have to take when you travel as well. And then there's one day comes, just trust me, where you don't have to pile it on. So
Jane famously took her family on a holiday and drove them 8 minutes down the road to a hotel room and said, knock yourself out, kids.
City.
Go bowling, go to the cinema,
staycation.
Use the pool,
lovely.
And there you are.
They said it was the best holiday they ever had. We didn't go on a plane, didn't go on a train.
But that is my dream holiday. Like now I'm taking July off. So my wife goes, where are we going to go? I go, we're staying home.
Yeah.
We're staying home in our onesies and we're going to not wear a bra for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Isn't
even
that
kids.
A holiday? Yeah, the little kids, they can stop wearing their bra.
I should point out Jane's kids are in the car out the front right now. So she's not.
I saw those kids with
the windows are down. The windows are down.
Playing with the matches.
I love your accent.
It's very hybrid.
And it's kind of kooky because it's the best bits of South African and New Zealand.
Who claims you? What do you put on your passport?
Yeah. I still say South Africa, but if I fill in an official legal document, then I say New Zealand.
Right. So we've got nothing to do with it, Australia, as yet.
I'm here 6 months of the year anyway. You know, if somebody's going to go.
That's a claim.
Because I think South Africa came up with a pavlova, so.
What? That's outrageous. I want to hear that.
I knew you guys would turn on me.
Fighting words.
Your show's called Studies Have Shown.
Yes.
I love the idea behind this. Can you let our listeners know what it's about?
Well, actually, the whole thing was inspired by radio people because whenever I drive, I always listen to the radio because you get a good vibe for the area that you're in by listening to the local radio.
Yep.
And radio DJs always like to go, well, now, Nikki, next up, we've got a very interesting study here because there's always a Nikki somewhere in studio. And they go, one of your pets, either your cat or your dog, is friendlier than the other one. And there's always a study on the radio.
It's not a study on that.
They've done a study on that. Yeah. So I go, I have to, there's so many ridiculous studies that I have to write a show about it. I have to find the most ridiculous study.
That's funny. Great. Yeah. All right. And that's currently on during the Melbourne Comedy
Comedy Festival. How are you going? I've read some great reviews. You shoot the lights out. Yeah. People love you live. I've worked with you, of course, on Have You Been Paying Attention before, but you just seem to own that space. People genuinely love your show.
Yeah, no, honestly, I'm having a lot of fun with the show, and I think a lot of people like it. And also because a lot of the audience that come in are new from Have You Been Paying Attention.
Yes.
And I have to say to them, it's not like 7 o'clock on a Monday, I'm a stand-up comic. I'm going to be educating you on a few things.
It can get a bit ripe. You're also on the road after this as well, right, Dave? Yeah.
A bunch of shows. Ursula, she's playing the Lismore City Hall, the Arts Centre in the Gold Coast, Caloundra. Yeah, the Enmore. You've got the Perth Comedy Festival at the Regal Theatre.
We go to all those places. So it's good to
Adelaide as well, so you're doing that.
Can you hang around? Oh, do you mind hanging around?
We'd love to keep having a chat with you. We'll be back after a short break.
Yeah, Ursula Carlson.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Our special guest in studio is Ursula Carlson. Studies have shown that's her comedy show around Australia, ursulacarlson.com for info and tickets.
And it starts in 45 minutes. What are you doing?
Heaps of time.
What are you doing here?
What are you talking
We're going to get
about?
You a police escort or something across town.
You're so cool, calm and collected.
What are you doing, woman?
I know what I wanted to ask you about. What? Are you not friends with the Prime Minister of New Zealand?
I sure am.
Now tell us about that relationship between you and Jacinda.
Well, I've just known her for years and years. We've done debates together and she likes whiskey. I like whiskey. Why would you not? Many a friendship has been forged over whiskey.
She seems like a top chick.
Yeah. She is a top chick.
Is that your understanding?
Yeah. Yeah, she's amazing.
When she entered politics, well, I suppose you knew her when she was in politics, but was it a bit of a shock that all of a sudden she's Prime Minister? It seemed to happen pretty quickly.
It did, but in my mind, I always thought, even like we did this debate one year and the gong that they had was a big dildo. Oh. And then they wanted her to pose with a dildo. I went, you can't do that. This is 5-6 years ago. Yeah. I go, she's going to be Prime Minister of New Zealand one day. Then there's a photo floating around with her with a massive dildo.
They'll be reaching for this right now. I'll be going back looking for this.
I do have that on my phone.
Well, you're a great friend then.
So in my mind I always knew it would happen, but it was kind of quick, I think.
We were looking out the window this afternoon at work and we saw something a little bit crazy.
We saw a clearly unhinged person, possibly homeless, going berserk on the street. This is a particularly nasty part of the street. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know whether to go down and help out.
How do you handle when you sort of come across people who might be...
You know what? I have this weird thing where I want to chat to them. Like I don't know. The more awkward the situation, the more I want to get involved. But just with normal chit-chat.
You should come to my family dinners.
So I always just go, hey, how's it going, when I can see something's about to go down? So this afternoon, I was in the city. I was in Bourke Street and I saw something was about to go down and I wasn't sure what, but I could tell this person was not right. And quite angry about something, and I just went, hey, how's your day? And she just pulled her pants down and had a pee right there and got me on my foot.
Wow. Not going great.
I suppose she's not a reviewer. I would take that as a positive sign. I'm really nervous that we're sitting here talking to you.
We better let you go.
You have to go. Right. We've called you a car. Right. Hopefully it'll be down there. You won't be harassed by this crazy person. And you can get straight there and entertain the masses, which is what you do so well.
We'll love having you in.
Get in
Have
that
fun.
Car.
See you guys, Ursula.
There she goes. Ursula Carlson performing all around Australia. Sydney, Perth, Adelaide, Lismore, Gold Coast, Caloundra. UrsulaCarlson.com for info and tickets. Our special guest.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
I'm very worried about Ursula.
I know.
Making a 6:30 show.
She's got to make a 6:30 show. She's got to get across town. She's got to get up the back
steps. She seemed to be very worried about it. Yeah. She was very cool,
she's,
calm customer. She's funny girl.
She's very
funny.
A very funny woman.
Mickey, we've got some updates. You posted your passport photo on Instagram, and that's Mick Malloy 66.
I've had it. Mick Malloy 66 is my handle.
Yeah.
My Instagram handle, which Zuckerberg's probably going to bring up at the testimony tonight.
because
I have to get a new passport after 10 years. It's just your standard update. And I was attached to my last photo, which we've posted. And we're trying to find a new one.
Understand why you're attached to it, because it's,
we've just been through a lot together. I'm going to cry again.
Gone through all those countries.
Confiscated twice, lost once.
All that security.
Stolen by a monkey in Indonesia. A hooker in Mexico.
Wow.
So many occasions. Been down to Homeland Security 3 times, Jane.
Kicked out of Canada.
kicked out of Canada with me. Yeah. Deported.
Deported,
from
sorry.
From Canada. During the Winter Olympics, been to the Australian Embassy on election night with me, got me in trouble there too. I had to go home and get it. And when I got it, they went, yeah, I'm not sure this is helping. That was on election night, and Eddie McGuire had to personally approach the US consulate and say, can we do anything to help this guy get his US visa?
You owe him. You owe
so
him.
We've been through a lot together.
So you need to update your photo.
The photo's gone.
We put the photo on Instagram, and, well, people have said, well, Ben Little says, looks like a photo from an open casket.
Jeez.
That's tough.
What do you
Jake says, a fat version of the Unibomber.
Okay, you seem to be enjoying this.
I am loving this. Bit. Here's another one. Rennie's mixtape, Australia's Most Wanted. See, there's a theme here, Mick.
Uncle Fester, but with hair. It's from SS Tyling. That's unbelievable.
There has been a theme. People have sort of said, I mean, there's a lot of drug
look
lord
good.
Looks.
I'll get it taken in your bomber jacket. Or should I say my bomber jacket?
There
Which one? Well, I've got two now.
No way.
That's a McCoy.
There is no way.
Jane.
And even when you try and suck up to me off air and you go, Jane, I'm just going to borrow it. I'm just going to borrow it for the exhibition. I'll wear it. And I'm telling you, say it on, say everything you need to say on air.
Right, I'll sue you. I'll take you to
what
court.
What are you suing me for?
For
not accepting your reneging
on a deal.
Mitcoin.
Reneging on a deal.
There was no deal.
You know
let's
what?
Go back no forensically on the tape.
I'm going to wear it to your dinner.
Oh,
the dinner you cooked.
Yeah, well,
me.
That might not be happening.
Is that the one with the strippers?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dave, if you continue down this track, I will be very, very cross.
Hey, Dave,
with you.
By the way, you were given an assignment yesterday to bring in the article about you and your Lego
I'm
master.
Still looking. I know I am. But I was thinking about it, though, Mick. I thought maybe because I don't have a Mitcoin yet, but I could recreate that masterpiece from 1982 with Lego for a Mitcoin.
That could go on the exhibition.
Yes. What was it again?
It was a spaceship.
Spaceship.
Yeah, a little space station.
And we'll see why you were overlooked. Yes.
Yeah.
Recreate it. Build it.
Hey, another one.
No, you haven't done it yet.
Yeah, but it's sold.
Don't go giving yourself
a
Mitcoin.
You've got to have
motivation.
All right.
No,
Lego.
I'll show you.
Lego master.
Okay, I'll put one together.
And you know what? I'll let my boys be the judge.
That's it.
They can inspect it.
That's a tough audience because they know their Lego, those boys.
I tell you what, they'll never be driven 40 kilometres for a milkshake.
Yeah.
Well, give you the drum right now.
Don't you think that was a nice
thing to do?
It? No, I'm not losing it. It was
you're
a nice adventure
you're going on holidays
car.
Next week and you need one.
I am.
You are going
really?
To barely scrape across the line. You know what you like?
I'm perfectly fine.
You know those marathon runners who come into the last lap and they look like Thunderbirds? That's how you are to me right now.
That's rubbish.
You turned on me for no reason.
I've never been more sprightly.
Hey, front bar tonight, guys.
Egg,
immediately
great.
After the hockey.
That's it.
Give
we'll
it
be
a
watching.
Look. Raylene Boyle and what's the keep forgetting.
The shooter.
Yeah. Russell Mark.
Russell Mark.
That's tonight on Channel 7.
Good luck, Chloe
Amy's
Kardashian.
Blake tomorrow, Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.